Joe Ordonez.
Well, I do own Rainbow Glacier Adventures here in Haines. I've been a resident since 1987, and I'm a photographer, I'm a naturalist, international guide, I'm a family man. I wear a lot of different hats, just doing what it takes to, you know, survive here. Well, it came out in November of 2015, and that was my goal, was to have it out before Eagle Fest 2015, and in some ways, it's been really in the making since I arrived in Haines back in 87. I mean, some of the photographs in the book go back to the late 80s, because I started guiding in the Chilkat Ball Legal Preserve in 87. But there's really no feeling like when you work on a project for that long, that you hold the first, you know, actually hold the book in hand. And it's a hardcover book. It's the first hardcover photography book ever produced about the Chilkat Valley.
The information, the text, comes from your experience working on the preserve for so long. Is that accurate, or did you collaborate with people?
I wrote the text myself. I did all the photography myself. I edited the photographs myself. But all along the way, I had help of different people, different local people. Like, for example, the text, Dan Henry was really critical in helping me with some of the general story of the Eagle Preserve history, and particularly some of the native stories there. On photo editing, like Ron Horn, you know, spent hours with me, helped me get it, you know, exactly right. And a lot of people know something about the Eagle Preserve or some part of the story. It's you know, it's a big part of Haines. And so I asked people questions and did some reading. And but I put it together myself. So I tell the story in the book and cover the whole thing and take it right up to the, you know, right up to the present day, because the story's still being written, and combine it with the photographs. So the book works just as a coffee table photography book, because the photographs are nice. People really enjoy them. And, you know, for local people, they're like, boy, I've looked at that 100 times, but never seen it quite that way. Or, you know, I've never actually been to that spot. Where is it? You know, and I tell them. So for locals, they're enjoying the photography. For, you know, Haines has photographers coming from all over the world in November. And I think photographers should be coming here year-round, because that's another part of the book, is just that it's not just, you know, the winter congregation, the Eagle Preserve. It's a beautiful, dynamic, fascinating area year-round. And so I try to share that in photographs, the beauty, you know, just simply the beauty. And then there's also a preservation message there, that this is something that's worthy of protection for the whole, you know, not just for the people of Haines, but for the whole world. The Chilkat Ball Legal Preserve is something incredibly unique. And the salmon come in late, and then the eagles come in. So there's this kind of complex story, and I go through all that. And then you get to the sort of human side, and that, of course, brings up the whole, the Tlingits and Klukwan and that whole part of the story, which is fascinating. And then you add the story of the preserve itself, the creation of the preserve, the conflicts that went in. You know, what a lot of people don't know, at one time there was a proposal to move the entire village of Klukwan. One thing I do want to mention is that I do talk in there about the Constantine Mine, the project that is proposed and in the exploration phase upstream. That's not the entire purpose of my book, but it is part of the message, is that I just want people to aware what is downstream. If you want a book, we can get it to you. I had 3,000 printed, so I am motivated to move some books. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today. It's been such a pleasure.
It's been great. Yeah, thank you.